Welcome, welcome everyone to Knowledge on the Rift. I am the host, Adam the Amo, and we got a special little event for the next couple of back-to-back episodes here. We're going to have the same guest, and we're going to be covering all of Riot's subclasses that they came out with last month as categories, and now within the past week have actually put every champion into a category. So first I'd like to welcome my guest, Dana. You can find him on League at Snapple Lemon Pop. Is that correct?
That's right. Snapple Lemon Pop.
Snapple Lemon Pop. Okay, so is this first, real quick. Is this Snapple Lemon Juice Drinks? Or is it like a play on like Snap, Crackle, Pop?
You know, it's a play on Snapple Lemon Drinks. I had a bottle sitting on my counter when I created that account. So that's how I came up with it. It was sitting there, Snapple Lemon. I'm like, Snapple Lemon Pop, sure. We'll run with it.
Okay, I like it. It rolls off the tongue really well, so no, big fan. You know, some people's names are great. Others are, well, some
right.
People get reported.
Exactly. Yeah, I see that enough here.
Okay, so first you can find us on Twitter if you want to, you know, comment back us about something you heard on the show today. The show is, you know, Know the Rift on Twitter, and then it's Snapple Lemon Pop, all one word, on Twitter for our guest today. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been playing League of Legends?
So I've been playing League since about the end of Season 2. Season 3 was the first season I actually played ranked in. From there, Season 4, I made Gold 3. Season 5, I never climbed out of Silver, and now I'm up to Gold 3 again here. So trying to climb up to Plat, finally.
No, you know, that's it's good experience to you know, be down with the mess and the mob of people. Sometimes... sometimes the people, the other guests that we have, are sit on their high diamond horses and look down upon us gold players. But, you know, we're the everyman.
It's true. And, you know, even gold in and of itself is like top 25-30% of people. So, I mean, gold's nothing to look down on, I don't think.
No, yeah, I don't think either. It's not gold. You still get the end of season rewards. You still get the free skin. So... it's just about like being the competitive nature and wanting to be better and improve yourself is kind of how we go. So you've been playing League since season 2. Do you have any favorite memories playing this game or watching it?
You know, I've put in so many games, man. I've put in 13,000 some odd games into here, and I have so many memories. Like, I've had so many pentakills that were just awesome. Like, you know, I put a couple highlights on my stream too that were pretty awesome moments. But yeah, like, I've had some awesome Graves ults. There was one that happened a couple months ago where Poppy ulted me away at the same time I ulted her, and I picked up a double kill off of it. So as I was flying back through the air, you know, being launched back towards base, boom, nailed the double kill. So that was a pretty awesome one.
No, that's great. So you've been playing for a while. Do you follow the pro scene?
You know, I do a little bit, probably not as much as a lot of the diamond players do, but yeah, you know, I watched MSI this year, saw Worlds last year, so yeah, I follow it generally.
Okay, so you kind of have a background around, so, and you since you're from NA, TSM or CLG?
Man, CLG. After they beat RNG at MSI, they gave me hope for America, man.
Yeah, well... there's always hope, but spoilers, they didn't do too hot in the first week of the summer split here in the LCS, but they had time to get together.
I think they'll pull it back.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they pull it back. They got enough points for winning spring split. They'll probably end up going to world, so hopefully they put it and have a good showing.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
So do you have a favorite champion, or do you have a favorite skin, or do you have a favorite combo between the two of them?
You know, I've had a lot of favorite champions over the years. Mumu was probably my first favorite jungler. Nowadays, though, I play a lot of Vi. Vi, she's like one of my favorite solo queue champions. And as far as skins go, I would have to say the one I've always wanted is the King Rammus one. The, oh God, Bowser skin. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have. Was that the one? That may have been the one given out to the closed beta participants.
And that was yeah. Like pretty much nobody has that one, but I've always wished they would release it, and they never have. So I'm hoping someday.
Yeah, there's that one, because that one's locked off. But then people always say that the packs, the Jax packs, or is it TF?
The Jax packs.
Yeah, the Jax packs. That one goes, like, people still have, like, the cards from the packs when they handed all these free skins, basically. And they sell them on, like, you can go buy them on eBay, and they're, like, $150.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know if I've heard of these.
Yeah, it's something for when they used to go, like, PAX East and whatever. They used to hand out Riot skins. There's, like, a Riot Gnosis and Riot Singed, and they were basically champions in, like, police Riot gear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did, but they call them Riot skins. So, and they handed them out at PAX events, and then they had PAX skins specifically for these events as well. And they would hand these cards out for the events. And
oh, I gotcha.
You could take it home, and that was, like, a free skin for, like, visiting their booth or whatever. Well,
awesome.
PAX, I want to say it's either PAX Jax or PAX TF. It was, like, only handed out at one of the PAX events, and they are super rare, and that's why they're ridiculously expensive.
$150 rare. I gotcha.
No, yeah, it's pretty crazy on their end. So let's kind of dive down into why we're here for not only this episode, but the next bunch of episodes. After, what, 6-7 years of League of Legends being a game, Riot finally came out and decided that the class system that they had for their champions was not adequate. So they went to change it and break it down into other classes. So before, they just had, like, tank, support, AD carry, which they changed the marksman, and, like, mage. So from there, they just finally decided to break them down into different categories because they had so many diverse champions. This wasn't quite cutting it enough. So we're going to break down each of the categories or the classes with all their subclasses and put every champion in at least one end spot. My list, one champion goes in one spot. There are no, like, dual classes, which made it kind of hard to do with some other classes, champions, as we'll find out. But we're going to start off with the tanks, because that's what Riot started off. Recently, within the past week, Riot actually has came out and officially put on their post, on their dev corner, on their boards, their official subclass list. And so we'll be kind of comparing and contrasting these. So first, what do you think just in general about the class system that Riot's made before we get into the details?
You know, I actually kind of like it. I like that they've come up with a different way of defining the various different kinds of champions that are in there, because it's true. They're within the giant ball of tanks that they had up to this point. There were completely different fighting styles and different play styles between even the tanks. So because they have so many champions nowadays, it does make a lot of sense to have them broken down into smaller groups.
Yeah, so... first, the first class, like I said, is going to be tanks. So, Riot comes out and says that tanks excel in shrugging off incoming damage and disrupting their enemies, while being significant damage threats themselves. So, what do you feel like a tank should be?
Honestly, a tank should be somebody who can dive into the fight and survive till the end of it, or at least close enough to the end of it. You know, a tank is somebody who absorbs damage for the team, frontline, you know, peels for their ADC and their squishier champions on their team.
No, yeah, and that's kind of where I'm in that theory as well. It is literally to be the one taking the damage, so... everyone's, no matter what game you have, whether you're playing an RPG, if you're playing WoW, if you're playing sports games, you have tanks. Like, your tank is your offense and defensive line if you're playing, you know, American football.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can find tanks in every video game. It's, you know, pretty much, except for maybe like puzzle games.
Yeah, probably not going to find any tanks in a puzzle game.
No, but in everything else, there are tanks, and they're the big beefy dudes, and that's usually how they're easily defined, is the big beefy dudes. So Riot has split these up into two categories. The two subclasses, they've labeled them as Vanguards, which they have defined as offensive tanks. They specialize in leading their team to action and seeking out explosive fights catching someone out of position or great impactful abilities, those type of things. Those are the offensive tanks. Now the defensive tanks is kind of the opposite. They are the wardens. Vanguards are offense, wardens are defense. They stand with their enemies. They're more of the like stand next to the carry type of champions that want to protect. So instead of looking to engage, they're looking to protect. So we'll start offense. What are you looking for in a Vanguard?
So, much like Riot listed here on the website, somebody like Malphite or Leona, they're people who can, they have a solid gap closer, which, you know, is great for initiation. And they also have a lot of hard CC. So those are the types of champions I would expect to see from that group. Also, you know, taking a look at some of the ones you have here, Mumu is another great example. Blitzcrank, though, that's an interesting one. But just generally champions that have a hard engage and are also tanky.
Yep. So the key is a hard. As he mentioned, hard engage and are tanky. And then so if what are you looking for then? If you're a warden or if you have a warden on your team, what kind of play style are we looking at?
So with wardens, we're looking more for people who are going to focus on peeling once they've been engaged on. Again, like they listed here, Shen and Braum are great examples. Braum, for example, you're going to want to try to play around your ADC and wait for somebody to try to engage on them before you counter engage on that person. Whereas with the Vanguards, you're looking to start the initiation and start the engagement with the enemy team.
Okay, so Riot has, like I mentioned earlier, list their official list. And let's just, we'll go for the Vanguards once again. We'll go back to them. As we talked about, these are champions that they're looking at engage. So they have listed Malphite, Amumu, Leona, Zac, Gragas, Rammus, Meganar, Sejuani, Rek'Sai, Sion, Nautilus, and Skarner. Do you feel like any of those are particularly out of place, or do you feel slightly confused by any of them?
Honestly, Nautilus feels out of place there. He fits more of the Warden class, more of the Warden fighting style, in my opinion. He's not really one who's going to be engaging with his Q and setting up fights like that, at least not in the current meta, you know, not as we've seen him being played lately, because he's a heavy tank. He's got the most CC pretty much out of any champion in the game. I think he's a lot more fitting of the Warden class and, standing by his ADC, using his auto attacks to root people, using his ult to peel, because he can, if he fights into his team as opposed to engaging, he has a lot more ability to turn the team fight in their favor.
Yes, that's once again, it just kind of depends on where you want to put someone like Nautilus, on how you view certain champions. As we will find out through this series that me and Danny here and Riot have very different opinions on a champion. The hard part is making sure that the champion fits this way for all metas. So someone like Nautilus, in this example, could be a good Vanguard using his ultimate to engage, but usually you would then see him as like a warden because you want him to be a protector. So my Vanguards are Leona, Malphite, Amumu, Sejuani, Zac, Sion, Blitzcrank, Rammus, Galio, Gragas, Poppy, and Maokai. Now, obvious, you already mentioned the one that you think sticks way out, and that's Blitzcrank, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I don't see, I mean, Blitzcrank is more designed for picks, and again, that, you know, that fits, honestly, like a whole other category of tank if we were going to put him in this class at all. With all the other champions we have in the Vanguard class, almost all of them have some sort of gap close in the sense that they can dive the enemy team. You know, when we're looking at Gragas, he can flash body slam. Maokai has his twisted advance. Poppy's got her dash. Amumu's got a bandage toss. But Blitzcrank works in the opposite way. He works by pulling somebody into his own team. So I don't know that I would even put him in the tank class necessarily. You know, I honestly might classify him more as a mage.
Yeah, and that's something we will probably touch on when we get to the mages, because I think me and you have kind of different to drastic opinions on what consists of a mage.
Right.
But the reason why I particularly put Blitzcrank in the Vanguards is because he's an offensive champion. You're not like Thresh, you can get a pick, and then like you can still be defensive on whether or not you're going to do it. And the rest of Thresh's kit allows to be a warden, which we'll get into here in a moment. But whereas Blitzcrank, it is full go, grab a champion, kill a champion. There's not like a help, like anyone button. There's not like a shield or a heal. There is a silence, an area effect silence. There is a pick, and there is a knockup on his kit. Those are very offensive tools, and while I almost put him down with the controllers and the disruptors, I felt he more fit the Vanguard because of that. Like he wants to be up in your face, causing hecticness.
Yeah, and honestly, even reading their description, you know, to quote them here, their explosive team fight initiation seeks to catch enemies out of position while allowing allies to follow up with two devastating effect. That really does fit his description based on how you describe Blitzcrank there too. So yeah, you know, he does have explosive team fight initiation when we consider it that way. His ability to just catch somebody and get them deleted, turning the tides of battle in that sense. You're right, hands down, it does fit that description.
And this is, and then I mean, once again, this is kind of how it bounces back and forth between on how, once again, you want to look at a champion. Like, let's get into the wardens here. So they have their wardens listed as Braum, Nunu, Tahm Kench, Maokai, Shen, Thresh, Alistar, Poppy, and Galio. Now, as you can see here, you can play Poppy defensively and be a warden, or be offensively and be a Vanguard. Right?
That's true. I mean, I suppose you could play it both ways. Honestly, though, I think her kit's more designed for the warden status, and I think it fits there better, but you know, definitely any champion can be used to engage.
Yeah, so my wardens are Shen, Tahm Kench, Braum, Alistar, and Thresh. So all of my wardens are wardens. I've classified, you know, Galio different and Maokai and Nunu differently because I view them as different types of champions. How do you feel about Nunu in particular?
Nunu definitely seems to fit this class. His kit, you know, it's really effective when it comes to peeling. His blood boil, I believe it's called, allows him, you know, especially when he's sticking right by the ADC, it allows him to create a lot of movement speed and, you know, attack damage, net gain. So him being used defensively in terms of tanks, I think fits. Galio, I also think Galio fits the Warden class a little better too over Vanguard, simply because Galio's ult is really at its finest when you're able to peel for the ADC with it, as opposed to setting up an engage and having the ADC follow up. So I think he fits the Warden class a little bit better.
Yep. So, I mean, these are the types of things we're talking about here. So I think Warden of all of the classes, all the subclasses in all the classes was the easiest to put their champions in. Do you see what I, do Do you go along with that lines of thought on like how to play some?
No, I do.
I also think it's interesting, just kind of just touching on a couple more champions. How do you feel the fact that they put Meganar in as a Vanguard, but they've left a quick little spoiler, they put Mininar in as a Marksman, just because he has a ranged auto?
You know, I don't think that would really qualify him as a Marksman. I would classify him more as a Slayer, the Mininar, but Meganar definitely, I think, fits the classifications here for Vanguard. You know, he does have a hard initiation, a hard engage, tons of CC to lock down the enemy team. And, you know, he's just tanky beyond belief, especially late game.
I think it's interesting that with Riot's list, this is the only champion that I'm quickly, like, skimming through, double-checking, that they listed both phases of that champion as... in two sections. So they have a bunch of champions where they've listed it in multiple sections with parentheses because they called them hybrids. In my list, I didn't allow for hybrids, which is a personal choice. But they like Elise, for example. Elise could be, a tanky Vanguard if you built her full tank. But they didn't put like spider form Elise as a Vanguard.
Yeah, it is strange that they split that one up. But, you know, really, his two different forms are so drastically different that it almost requires that they be put in two different categories.
So, if I was looking to, like, play a tank champion, or someone said that our team needed a tank champion, what champion would you pick out of here to, like, most significantly be like, this is a tank, go?
Well, honestly, it would depend on which role you were going, but Shen from Wardens and Skarner from Vanguards pop out at me immediately. I know they're not necessarily the most popular champions right now, but Skarner and Shen have just an insane amount of tank. Not to mention, they both sort of fit both categories. You can use Shen to flash... flash taunt,
yep,
to engage if you have to, so you can play him almost as a Vanguard. Same thing with Skarner, you can play him like a Warden simply by hanging around your team, waiting for somebody to come in, and then picking them off with your ult. So they seem like they'd have the most utility and the most ability between this list of champions to really create that opportunity for your whole team.
Yep, I perfectly agree with those the statements. Addition of Maokai to that, you can play.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's super popular right now too.
Yeah, I mean, some of these Vanguard champions are like, you're going in like Zac, Leona, Malphite. You definitely it's kind of hard to be a Warden, and some of the Wardens like Tahm Kench, it's kind of hard to be a Vanguard,
right?
But I think the top like three like champions that we've kind of put together to say that you could do both are Skarner, Maokai, and Shen. So those are those top lanes. And if you play, let's say I play I'm a Malphite top lane main, and I kind of want to spread out to different types of champions. What type of champion should I try and pick up?
So if you were a Malphite main, you love top lane. Honestly, if you were looking to stay in that same broad category and the same relative play style, let's take a look at Malphite's abilities. He's got a slow. He's got his body slam, the ground slam, and then of course his ult, which is a super long range engage. People who have similar kits to that, Zac, of course, has a super long range engage with the slow. Let's see here. Gragas would probably be a good choice. Sejuani fits the category, but I wouldn't necessarily run her top lane, nor would I with Rek'Sai. And going down the list here, Sion. God, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know how I'd play him or compare him to Malphite. I say they have two different kits.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? So, like, Sion, it does have, like, can have a targeted slower knockup with the Q and the E. But the ults are extremely different compared to an instant, unstoppable force to Sion's just, choo-choo train into the wall.
Exactly. Yeah, his kit is really powerful, but it's a lot more risky than Malphite's. You know, if you can get that ult off and actually connect with the enemy and then combo it and blast somebody, you pretty much kill him. But it's not as easy to pull off as Malphite, and it requires, like, I'd say a different skill set.
Yeah, so these are the type, or as we're talking about here, tanks, and use this list to, like, help you know, pick out, if you're a fan of one champion, you know, play something else, maybe in the other subclass of tanks. And let's say I'm a defensive champion and I love playing, you know, Braum and Tahm Kench support. Maybe I should try out Leona support a little bit. That's an offensive Vanguard. What do you think about how to balance both the play styles here?
Well, they do definitely have two different styles of play. So I would honestly say if you're learning the game or you're learning a role, especially even learning a subclass, I would probably try to stay within that subclass to really master those different champions, because everybody in each of these subclasses are going to have similar play styles. So once you get used to, you know, understanding how to fight as Braum, you're going to also understand how to fight as Nunu and Tahm Kench and Maokai and everybody else within this section. So, that said, I would probably try to stick within Wardens if you're learning Wardens, or within Vanguards if you were learning that. But if you were looking to branch out, you know, try to find somebody who fits the other subclass with a similar fighting style, kind of like we discussed here.
Yeah, and so as we continue on with the next couple episodes here, just ask that you once again hit us up on your thoughts. You can leave comments, you know, all down below, that type of stuff. Or you can once again hit us up on the Twitters at KnowTheRift for the Knowledge on the Rift page and information. And then Snapple, where can they find all you? Like, where are you
at? I'm on twitch.tv/CCONEUS, and of course you can follow me on Twitter as well. It's just twitter.com/SnappleLemonPop. And yeah, check me out on YouTube. Same thing, SnappleLemonPop.
Okay, so I think we're going to end up here with the tanks, and then next we will hit into the fighters. So hopefully you stick around and pay attention to that one as well.